Hey everybody, welcome back to the Canon Cantina. It is our Selection Sunday show for This is Star Wars Madness, our March Madness style 64 character tournament to determine who is your favorite as voted on Twitter. As you know, Jesse is out on paternity leave. Congratulations to him and his family. So I have found a temporary co-host. I went digging around in the garage and I found, sitting behind a bunch of crates, a really old-looking astromech. Got to talking to this astromech, and his name is B5TR. I'm going to call him Buster for short. Buster, how you doing today? Well, that's nice. Sorry I left you alone in the garage for so long. Yeah, I'm excited to talk about the characters that made it into our tournament bracket, too. So if you listen to our introduction, we selected 64 characters, 16 characters from four different categories. I'm calling them conferences to keep up the sports analogy. We selected 16 from the George Lucas era of live action, which is the prequels and original trilogy. I left out the Ewok movies and the holiday special. 16 from the Disney era of live action, the sequels, Rogue One, Solo, and The Mandalorian. 16 from animation, The Clone Wars, Rebels, and Resistance. And then 16 from books, which includes some Legends characters. So we took those 64 people, 64 characters, and we took four from each conference and put them into four different brackets to kind of try to mix things up that way. So we took those 16 characters from the four different conferences or sources, and we sorted them into four different regionals or brackets. Yes, that's right. Thank you, Buster. We sorted them randomly first in their sources and then broke them out into the different regional tournaments. The tournaments that we have are the Corporate Sector Regional, the Deep Core Regional, the Naboo Regional, and the Pisana Regional, because I bet the Aki Aki are really good sports fans, just like they're good at partying there in the Pisana Desert. Well, the reason we included a Corporate Sector Regional is to give the Legends fans and characters a little bit more representation. So how this tournament works, all of our voting is going to be done on Twitter. We're going to put up an individual matchup, and you vote for your favorite, the character that you think should advance in the tournament. If you leave a comment about why you voted a certain way, we'll include that on our weekly wrap-up shows. Yes, thank you. And the best way to get involved in this is to go to anchor.fm/thecanoncantina, and you can send us an audio message of why you think the person you voted for should advance. Send me those and we'll include those so it's not just me and Buster talking on the show. So when this episode goes up, we're going to post the full 64-person bracket. We're not going to talk about every single matchup here on the show, but we are going to go through the seeding for each of the regionals and then talk about a few highlight matchups within each regional. So during the week of March 1st today, Selection Sunday, through March 7th, we're going to have voting open for 16 matchups. The first eight matchups are going to be from the Corporate Sector Regional, and then the second eight are going to be from the Pisana Sector, or the Pisana Regional. So we're going to start at the bottom of the Corporate Sector Regional with the 16 seed, the people who just barely made it into the tournament, and work our way up to the top. And then we'll talk about some interesting matchups. You're right, I should talk about what these seeds or numbers mean. For those of you that don't know, in the NCAA basketball tournament, in these 16-team brackets, teams are seeded by 1 through 16, the best teams being at the top, as determined by the selection committee, and in this case, I was a selection committee of one. And then the teams that just barely make it in are the 15-16 seeds. And how they play through the bracket is in the very first round, number one plays number 16, number two plays number 15, number three plays number 14, and so on. From there, depending on upsets and everything, things get crazy, but that's how things are initially set up in a tournament like this. So starting in our Corporate Sector Regional with the 16 seed, just barely making the cut from animation is Clone Commander Cody. I know he appears in Revenge of the Sith, but he's got a bigger part in Clone Wars, so we include him there. 15 is Vi Marati from the physical Galaxy's Edge and then from the book Black Spire. Number 14 should make our Legends fans happy. It's Soontir Fel, a big important pilot from back in the 90s. Number 13, we have another pilot, Tamra Vora from the underrated show, in my opinion, Star Wars Resistance. And this might be the first one where I get yelled at. Coming in at number 12, we have Rose Tico from The Last Jedi. I know there's a lot of Rose Tico fans out there, and I'm one of them. But once we get going through this list, you'll see that it was kind of hard to put her much higher. And like I said in our introduction episode, sometimes I adjusted seating just like the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee does to make interesting matchups. Okay, so we'll keep going. Number 11 from Legends, we have Revan. A lot of people love him. That's kind of their thing. Not necessarily my bag, but that's okay. Number 10 is Tarkin, Grand Moff Tarkin. He's in from the George Lucas era live action conference. Number 9, one of my personal favorites. I hope he makes a good run in the tournament. Hondo Onaka, a character that probably started as not quite a one-off and managed to stick around a lot longer than he should have. And then now we're in the top half of the bracket. Number 8, General Grievous, originally making his appearance in the prequel trilogy. Number 7, Rex, and this is Rex from the animation conference, not the supposed cameo of Old Man Rex that we got outside the base in Return of the Jedi. Don't worry, there are droids included in all of these brackets, because coming in at number 6 in the corporate sector, we have C-3PO. Hope that makes you happy. Number 5, Legends fan favorite, might get yelled at for having him so low here, is Grand Admiral Thrawn. Yes, I know that Thrawn also appeared in animation, but he was, in my opinion, a bigger presence in Legends, and that I feel like that kind of holds over more in fandom. Not just Legends books, but also a lot of canon books. So he's got a bigger presence in books, that's why he came from that conference. Number 4 is Poe Dameron. 3, Jyn Erso, and number 2, I questioned how to put him on here, but we're just going to use both names, Din Djarin or The Mandalorian. And thanks to the randomness of assigning these characters to conferences, number 1 in the corporate sector, Luke Skywalker, the previous subject of this podcast. So looking at the matchups in this regional, I don't see a whole lot of potential for upsets in the first round, although the 8-9 matchup always goes kind of either way. Looking statistically at the NCAA tournament, it's actually a dead, like, even 50% the eight seed wins, 50% the 9 seed wins. I wouldn't be surprised to see Hondo take out Grievous in this voting. And another interesting stat from the NCAA tournament, the 5 versus the 12 matchup. So in this case, Thrawn versus Rose Tico. Looking at the statistics, 35%, which is not an insignificant amount of time, the 12 seed upsets the 5. I know the advice I've always gotten when filling out college basketball brackets is try to think about always including one 12-5 upset. Okay, moving on to the Pasana regional. This is the other regional that's going to have voting available from March 1st through 7th for its 8 matchups. It pains me to say this, but he got included from Legends, books, video games, whatever you want to call it, the Dr. Pepper of Star Wars, Dash Rendar. Oh, come on. It's all right, Buster. There's a lot of fans of Dash Rendar out there. Maybe he will be able to make some noise against the number 1 seed, because he is coming in at number 16. Number 15 is going to have a hard time making all remaining opponents bow to him, but he definitely does get included, General Hux. Number 14, another fun character from Star Wars Resistance, Tora Doza. And then number 13, you might like this one, Buster, from the Aftermath trilogy and books, Mr. Bones. I actually forgot what his like droid designation is. I agree, Mr. Bones is awesome. Chuck Wendig created a great character. I've seen lots of great art about this B1 era battle droid turned murder bot. Well, you know, maybe if he makes it to the final 4, we can arrange a meeting between you and Mr. Bones. We'll see. Coming in at number 12, a character I was surprised to like so much coming out of Solo is Enfys Nest. Took me a long time to figure out how to spell that, but Enfys Nest is great. We have another video game standout coming in at number 11, Kyle Katarn. Made some appearances in Legends books, but most famous for his role in LucasArts video games. Speeding in at number 10, we have Jarek Yeager from Star Wars Resistance. And then at number 9, the wayward Sith apprentice, Asajj Ventress. Now, she should have an interesting matchup with number 8. It surprised me that he ended up this relatively low in this Passana bracket, but once you hear the people above him, you might understand. Jedi Master Yoda coming in at number 8, and this is Yoda coming from the live-action George Lucas era conference. This next one's really going to get me yelled at. Coming in from, again, the same conference, George Lucas live-action, is Padme Amidala. Yeah, I know. There's a lot of fans out there that are going to be upset by that. And I was kind of upset by it, too. You know, seven seeds have made deep runs in the tournament before, so we'll see what happens. Eating in at number 6, we have Babu Frick. Short amount of screen time, but perhaps the second most popular character from Star Wars this past year outside of Baby Yoda, who is not in this bracket. Coming in at number 5, and it really did pain me to put someone so smooth way down here at number 5, Lando Calrissian, who's appeared in basically every conference that we've had so far, but we are going to just count him from the original trilogy era. Number 4 is maybe the highest seed. Let me look at the other brackets. This is the highest seed Legends character, fan favorite of both like good fans and like Phantom Menace bad fans. Mara Jade coming in at number 4, so we'll see if she's able to make a deep run in the tournament. Number 3 is FN2187 himself, Finn. And before I talk about the next two, I need to remind you that characters were assigned randomly to the different conferences. Just so happens that number 2 Darth Vader and number 1 Ahsoka Tano are in the same bracket, so no chance of them meeting in the finals, but they could have an epic Elite 8 matchup, maybe similar to what they had in Season 2 of Star Wars Rebels. So looking at some interesting matchups here, the 8-9 Yoda and Asajj Ventress, that would be a great Clone Wars animated just lightsaber battle. We'll see if it turns into an interesting voting battle. Number 5 Lando versus number 12 Enfys Nest. That actually worries me. I want Lando to make it past the first round at least, but I know Enfys Nest has a lot of fans out there, and I'm one of them. I just probably vote Lando in this case. And number 413, Mara Jade versus Mr. Bones. I honestly have no idea how the audience is going to respond to Mara Jade in this tournament. So you can see the complete bracket. These are posted when this episode goes up. The two regionals we just talked about, voting will be available, again, on Twitter, at the Canon Cantina, from March 1st through March 7th. Well, don't worry, Buster. We're going to talk about the other two also. So the Deep Core and the Naboo regional, the next two brackets we're going to talk about, voting will be available for them from March 8th through March 14th. After that, we start to catch up with the actual NCAA tournament schedule a little bit more. So starting with the Deep Core Regional, again, with the 16 randomly assigned characters from 4 different conferences or sources, number 16, special place in my heart, a bad guy, Jilad Pellion, originally from the Thrawn trilogy in Legends back in 1995, I think, ended up leading the Imperial Remnant, signing the truce with Leia, always had a funny mustache. I always thought he was an interesting character, so I'm glad to see that he made the cut. Yes, I'm aware that I made the cut, but, you know, whatever. Number 15, another person that I didn't expect to end up in the same regional as Jilad Pellion is Admiral Dalla, one of the first Legends, like, high-ranking female Imperial officers. She overcame her exile by Grand Moff Tarkin, and we talked about her a lot in Season 1 of the Canon Cantina. And it was not on purpose, but our third Legends character in a row, Kip Duran, the original Mary Sue, coming in at number 14. Exploding in at number 13, we have Kazuda Ziono, or Kaz, from Star Wars Resistance. I know he's not everybody's favorite, but I appreciate Kaz for who he was in the show. And just above him, at number 12, I forget his actual droid designation again, but we've got Bucket. I know, I need to do a better job with droid designations, I'm sorry. And you're probably going to yell at me later for remembering one of them. Number 11, one of the Spectres, we have Garazeb Aurelios, Zeb from Star Wars Rebels. And rolling in at number 10, the mother of the creator of Mr. Bones. So Mr. Bones' grandma, maybe? I don't know. Nora Wexley from the Aftermath trilogy makes it in at number 10. And then number 9, L337. I agree. Underrated in Solo. Now, I was afraid to even read this next one aloud because I thought he might just strike me with lightning from across the galaxy. But from the basically every era, but he counted from the George Lucas live action era, we have Palpatine. Yeah, I don't know how he came back to life either, but, you know, whatever. It worked. Well enough for me, anyway. Number 7, we have Kira from Solo, who was great. And then number 6, we have R2-D2, who, again, has appeared in all 4 conferences, but is representing the Lucas era of live action. Number 5, we have my personal favorite from Star Wars Rebels, Harrison Dula. Even though she was mentioned briefly in Rogue One, she's representing animation. And we missed the chance in the sequel trilogy to make him a former military general, but that's okay. Chewbacca coming in at number 4. Yeah, so Kylo Ren / Ben Solo is listed as one character here because Rise of Skywalker did not give us enough Ben Solo on his own to justify separating the two. He's rounding out a top 3 of just powerhouses here. Number 2 in the Deep Core regional is Obi-Wan Kenobi, and this one is led by Rey. Skywalker? Maybe? Who knows? Whatever last name you want to give her. Palpatine, up to you. Yeah, so this is a pretty stacked regional. I don't know that this has any matchups that I think are going to be super interesting here in the first round. We might get to some interesting arguments later on if we end up with Rey versus Kylo Ren or Obi-Wan versus Chewie as we get through this bracket. But maybe somebody like Palpatine has a lot of sleeper fans out there, just like he had sleeper Sith cultists, apparently, that bring him back to life. That's right. Moving on to our last regional, the Naboo regional, coming in at number 16. We have Archex / Captain Cardinal was his name in the First Order. And I will fully admit a little bit of bias on this one just because I'm in the middle of reading Black Spire and he's an interesting character in that so far. Number 15 is a Legends character who I really liked as a kid but doesn't hold up so well modern day, Talon Card. And rocking in at number 14, we have Space Aladdin himself, Ezra Bridger. I know, he got a haircut. He got better as the show went on. Number 14, we have one of who I thought was the more interesting characters, both just in terms of representation and what he did in the Aftermath series, Singer Velis. And I like to give our 12 seed a lot of crap sometimes, but she is a very interesting character who may show up in future seasons of The Mandalorian, Sabine Wren. Coming in at number 11, from Corellia and Rogue Squadron and Corellia Security, and I don't remember everything else he was affiliated with, but he was a big deal back in the 90s. Corrin Horn, coming in at number 11 from Legends, narrowly edged out by Mace Windu at number 10. Now, number 9 is very interesting. We've got... do you know our representative from number 9, Buster? Yeah, so he's kind of mean to you one time too, huh? Well, he's kind of mean to everybody. C-110P Chopper coming in at number 9. Narrowly edged out by the newcomer from The Mandalorian, IG-11, the nurse / assassin droid. Coming in at number 7, Kanan Jarrus. I think that's our last representative of the crew of the Ghost. And then coming in at number 6, another newcomer from Alderaan, serving as a shock trooper in the Rebel Alliance, Kara Cynthia Dune. Surprisingly, one of my favorite new characters in The Mandalorian. And this top 5, I know I said that the top 3 of the Deep Core regional was stacked. This top 5 is insane. In my opinion, the sequel trilogy did not actually hinge on Rey, Finn, Poe, Kylo. It all depended on the droids. And if BB-8 did not work in The Force Awakens, I don't know if the sequel trilogy would have been a success, but thankfully it did. BB-8's awesome, and he's coming in at number 5 at the Naboo regional. Storming in at number 4 is a character who did have enough to separate himself from his darker alter ego, is Anakin Skywalker from animation. And number 3, a lot of people might think this is low, the way he set the internet on fire. We have The Child, or Baby Yoda. Just don't call him Baby Yoda in front of Jon Favreau or Dave Filoni. They'll get mad at you. And once again, I will remind you that the characters assigned to these regionals are random. You might be thinking, oh, well, who are the two he hasn't talked about yet? Oh, crap. Yeah. Representing the original trilogy. Coming in at number two is Leia Organa, and number one, Han Solo. Really didn't want them to be in the same bracket starting off, but that's kind of where we are. So we do have some interesting matchups here. Another potential 5-12 upset, depending on how big our Star Wars Rebels audience is. BB-8 at number 5 and Sabine Wren at number 12. I could definitely see an upset there. And one that I would just be interested in another story about, let alone a head-to-head battle, number 6, Cara Dune versus 11, Corran Horn. But the Naboo Regional has perhaps my favorite matchup of the entire first round of the tournament. Coming in at 8-9, we have Murderbot versus Murderbot, IG-11 versus Chopper. I know that IG-11 had a shorter lifespan than Chopper, but I wonder what the, like, body count per day alive ratio is between the two of them. I know, there's a lot of great characters that did not make it into this top 64. But again, the selection committee, which again was just me, but I tried to be reasonable with most of these picks, didn't have room for everybody to be represented. I've said it already, but just I'll put another reminder out there. The first two regionals we talked about, the corporate sector and Pasana regionals, voting for them will be available on Twitter from March 1st through March 7th. And then the second two, Deep Core and Naboo, are going to be available from March 8th through March 14th. Once we get through the first round of the tournament, the voting is going to speed up just a little bit. Round two is going to take place from March 15th through March 21st. That's once we're down to 32 characters total. Then our Sweet 16 is going to somewhat mirror the actual college basketball Sweet 16. Voting will be available from March 22nd to 26th. The Elite Eight, the Final Eight, will be March 27th to 30th. The Final Four, which will be the winners of the four regionals put together in a playoff, will be March 31st to April 3rd. And then our window to vote on a champion, the two that make it the farthest, will be April 4th to April 6th. You're right. I think you did a great job, Buster. Thank you for filling in for Jesse while he's out, in full-time dad mode of an infant. You did a great job. I hope you had fun going over these 64 characters. I know I had fun setting this up. And I hope that other people participate and we actually get people voting on these matchups. I agree. So that will do it for this episode of the Canon Cantina. Look for future episodes totally unrelated to hashtag this is SW Madness, our March Madness style character tournament. This is not the only thing we're doing. This is just a fun side project I'm working on. Although I will be doing recaps after we close rounds of voting. Just to kind of see if there were any upsets and to include comments that you write on Twitter. I'm going to read those. And if you go to anchor.fm/thecanoncantina and send us audio messages, I will include those also because that makes this a lot more interesting. We have a lot of new stuff coming as well. In the next week, I hope to post the first episode of a limited series, Comments on Commentary. I'm going to watch episode 1, The Phantom Menace, with the director commentary on and just kind of report back with what I learned, what I'd forgotten that I remembered, and what I thought was interesting, things like that. And we've also got just our regular show, if Jesse's able to come in. And I announced on Twitter recently that we're not ignoring the new season of The Clone Wars. We're just not going to do episode-by-episode breakdowns or recaps. We're going to wait until the story arcs in, I believe, the 12-episode season finish before we talk about them. So in a couple weeks, we will break down the Bad Batch and Echo arc that we're in the middle of right now. So I think that about does it for this special edition Selection Sunday of the Canon Cantina. Remember, follow us on Twitter to participate at the Canon Cantina. You can also find us at the Canon Cantina on other social media. Please participate in this. I put a lot of work into this, but I put some work into this. I think it's fun and interesting, and I hope you do too. So that's our show for the day. Buster, you got anything else to say to the people? I'm sure they agree. That will do it for today's special edition of the Canon Cantina. Cheers, and may the Force be with you.
Boring conversation anyway.